Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Last week, we heard about St. John the Baptist in the Sunday Gospel. It was the opening verses of Mark's Gospel. Today, we hear from him. We find ourselves in John chapter 1, verse 19. And it's very clear that John is a man who knows who he is and who he is not. From the lips of John the Baptist, I am not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet. I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord. Scripture will have other things to say about John the Baptist. It refers to John as the best man for Jesus, who's the bridegroom. It refers to him as Elijah, the one who prepared the way, the last of the prophets. And according to Jesus, the greatest born of woman. All of which is true. And many other voices up and down history testify to John the Baptist. But his voice, the fact that through the ages, through the centuries, his voice has resounded and lasted and remained, is worth noting. It may be because of his humility. He was a man who knew who he was and who he was not. Someone who didn't think less of himself, putting himself down. But he did think of himself less than most people. He had a great knowledge, a humility that provided him a freedom to be all for Jesus. We saw this even when he was in his mother's womb. You remember the scene. Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth, and John recognized unborn Jesus and danced in the womb. As we get near to Christmas and we celebrate the joy of Christmas, this third Sunday of Advent. The witness, the words, the actions of John the Baptist have a lot to teach us. We rejoice not only because God is near, but we rejoice for what that means. It means that God has not abandoned or forsaken us. Quite the contrary. He became one of us. And that means an awful lot. Among other things, it means that as broken and fallen as we are not some misfit toys, some irredeemable humanity, a God-forsaken fool. But rather, as men and women, as human beings, we are Kapax Dei. We have a capacity for God. We can receive him. We have been looked upon with love, and our humanity is a gift. It is like God. He has called and chosen us. He has mercied and forgiven us. He has loved and he sends us. You know, in a world where so many things don't fit in, or we try to make things work, we try to make things fit, we fit God. He comes to us. Perhaps like some of you, I was putting Christmas lights up this week. And as I'm plugging the lights in, I'm wondering, okay, is the fuse going to blow? This past week, there was a fire, electrical fire, uptown. Thank God no one got hurt. But 55 people are without their home. So often we try to make things fit, and they don't always fit. So often we can be on overload. The fact that I fit. You fit. Your voice, your life, your very self matters to God. My friends, that matters, and that matter of our humanity, the stuff of our life, our voice, our eyes, our very self can glorify him. And that is cause for such great rejoicing that we can be in communion with God. What might that look like? Well, it doesn't look like halos. But that holy communion with God is a life of praise and thanksgiving, a life where everything can be oriented to God, and there is no part of us foreign to him. There is no part of us not in communion with him. In fact, we are all in. We are all available to him. Perhaps one of the beautiful, most beautiful expressions of this is the Magnificat. And it's interesting, on this third Sunday of Advent, we don't hear a psalm in today's Mass. Rather, it was the Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. This week, as we remember Mary's Magnificat, as we remember Mary ready to give birth to her son, let us remember that God remembered us. And that, my friends, is a cause for great joy. Allow yourself some time to acknowledge what God has done and all that he still can do for you. Ask his mercy for all the times you got it wrong, when you did not glorify God, when you did not allow him to live in you. Renounce and repent and rejoice. You and I can be like an unclogged reed, like a tuned flute. And our Lord is coming. And our lives have every reason. Our lives have a beautiful power to sing and to declare his praise. May we do just that in this third week of Advent. God be with you.